Welcome to a new series of our ITB Travel Hero Trendcasts. I am Dirk Rogel, Managing Director of Travel Commerce. In a series of trendcasts, I am pleased to guide you through the arrival of future technologies. Whenever it has been about digital innovations at ITB conventions this year, Web 3.0, blockchain and metaverse, and artificial intelligence have dominated the discussions. Without doubt, these future technologies do have the potential to change the travel industry massively, allowing huge gains in efficiency as well as personalization and excellence. This year's ITB convention's opening session about future technologies has been one of the most attended events at all. Yes, that's what we call a hype. But what's next? Where are the fundamental use cases we're waiting for? And what's the status a half year later? What will become reality at ITB next year? It's time for an update, and I'm pleased to welcome Laila Sommer, founder and CEO of Play to Change, and one of the real pioneers in a large growing field of generative artificial intelligence. Welcome, warm welcome, Laila.
Hello, nice to meet you again.
It's a pleasure to have you back a half year later, and think things have changed and things are growing. Very dynamic in the field we want to talk about, in the field of generative artificial intelligence. Yeah, it's probably emerging rapidly. According to you, I can remember you said at ITB, ChatGPT, one of the most famous tools in this field, seems to be like a nine-year-old kid. What is the current age of ChatGPT a half year later, Laila?
That's indeed a good question. So I personally believe the kid is growing, first of all. I'm not sure if I would like, to assign an age, but I mean, just to stick to the metaphor, sure, child development isn't a straight line, right? It's more like kind of a roller coaster with ups and downs. Kids might excel in one area and struggle in another, and that's completely normal. And this is how I perceive, at least also if you read, the news, this is how I perceive the development of this nine-year-old kid. But the overall goal is growth. And if we see what changed in the meantime, I guess we met in March 23. I tried to reflect, what changed since then. And I guess if we look to the ChatGPT 5 model, there is huge excitement, right, about all the new things which are now possible. So that there's an improved alignment, kind of more safety, or people caring more about it, more accuracy. We are now also starting, with some experiments with real-time internet search. And so, yes, the kid is growing. But there are also, as always, if a new technology arises, there are also, the critical people who now start to blame the kid for not being perfect. And yes, this is just how it is, right?
Mm-hmm. There's probably one more thing that is going parallel to kids. One more thing you said at the ITB conventions this year. You said we won't fully understand ChatGPT, but we all should use it and gain experience. Is there enough trial and error in our industry, in the travel industry right now? What do you think?
I don't believe there's one answer for the whole industry. I guess this would be unfair, but I guess I perceive here also, the effect of the digital divide in general. So digital companies and people, not really unexpected, they really experiment a lot. And they, they build AI circles, groups, squads, whatever, to have kind of a room where they exchange experiences, also cross company wise. And I guess those, yes, they try and fail and improve and adapt, and they are kind of the pioneers. And if you look, according to the research of Morgan Stanley, for example, only 1 out of 10 does use ChatGPT or BART, and only 1% does use it daily. So, I mean, I still love the quote, right? Not AI will replace you, but people using it. So I would clearly state that I guess there's not enough in general, just in general speaking, there's not enough try and error. This, the skill literacy, let's call it like this, how to write the prompt and how to ask the right questions, be it to Bard, ChatGPT or whatever. This could be a USP of all of us, you know, and we are not where we could be. And this is a huge room for improvement. And I still believe that, you know, just building AI circles, improving the own capability of, you know, writing prompts and just using it is really important for everybody.
Mm. You named it already. It's not only ChatGPT. It's a huge room. So what are your most favorite tools in generative AI currently?
I mean, we really tested a lot, right? I mean, we face a paradox of choice, and it's really, really difficult to find, you know, the right tool and to know what tool is better for a specific use case. My favorite tool is, to be honest, just Midjourney, as simple as it sounds. It's pure inspiration to see the development process of pictures of others. And yes, I have to confess, I steal prompts. I steal prompts of others, and then I adapt them and according to my needs. And I often see great results, and I love it. But I mean, we are here in a travel podcast, and I believe that that you also would like to hear something which is essential for travel. And so also here, I mean, I would have loved, you know, to present kind of a list of the top three, but I guess it's not possible to really focus on just three. So what I just try to find out, right, what does essential mean for an industry? So when does AI become essential? And this is what I also mentioned at the ITB. I guess essential AI will become essential for a company if we continuously see kind of the main benefits of where AI can solve some of the challenges we have. And in my view, always differentiate between, does an AI tool help to increase productivity in the sense of it helps to automate something, data analysis or content or legal documents or search or whatever, or research? Or does it help to improve customer experience in a sense of it supports you eventually in your kind of, you know, improving how you handle customer requests or in the way you write conversion optimized product descriptions on your website, or in the way of how it helps to sort leads and the whole marketing automation part, right? And so I guess it's difficult to give you now two specific tools, but I believe that also here we should just test and learn and try different tools out, but always starting not with, you know, the usage of the tool, but with the question, what challenge do I want to solve by using it?
Mm-hmm. Try and error again, why not, Laila? But maybe we should talk about the threats, and we have some, as we always have some in the case of growing kids and human beings. In the case of ChatGPT and other chat tools based on generative AI, answers are quite often inaccurate. Sources and validation remaining invisible. And of course, criticism and skepsis is growing. Will it go away, or is it just puberty when we still talk about kids, of course? What must be done now to gain trust in generative AI, according to you?
I don't believe that it will go away per se. I guess this is what we also saw if you look back and how Facebook developed, and, you know, it was always criticized for some of the things. I mean, this discussion never went away. And I guess it's good to have this discussion because we need some critical people, you know, to trigger discussion, which then leads, you know, to companies and institutions working on ethical guidelines on, you know, some kind of how we should use AI. And most of the companies already start to publish their AI guidelines. And this is a good development, because it's about transparency. It's about giving the user the choice to realize, is this company using AI? And if yes, in what field and to what extent? And so I believe we need this kind of discussion. and we need people who blame ChatGPT for not being trustworthy, whatever, because it helps to trigger development. What can we do as individual? Not sure. I guess, I mean, as always, if you use Google, for example, or if you use YouTube for research, whatever, I mean, every one of us needs to make sure that we check the sources, right? That we double check it in the moment where we really would like to distribute whatever we found in our research and share that to somebody others. So we are responsible also to be trustworthy in what we communicate, found in Google, ChatGPT, Bard, or wherever. And if we take over this responsibility, I guess this will help.
Mm-hmm. One of the great sources will be the ITB convention next year. I'm absolutely sure, Laila, this will be one of the hot topics of next year convention again. And I would love to have you there again. I would love to see you there again. And I thank you so much for your insights. And yeah, let's keep this kid growing up. Let's watch it. Let's discuss about it and talk to you soon about it. Thank you so much, Laila Sammer, Managing Director at Play2Change.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.